We are up to Tzadi Hei Amud Beis. We just got finished saying the five survivors, according to Waman Yamar, the five survivors of the Sancheriv massacre, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed out all the army of Sancheriv, the hundreds of millions or billions of troops that were there, and five survived, and the five were Sancheriv, his two kids, Nebuchadnezzar and Zeradin. So we're up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines at the bottom, the last word. Nebuchadnezzar and Zeradin. We did that already. I'm sorry. 6 lines, third word, second word. Nebuchadnezzar and Gemara. Nebuchadnezzar, we have a Messira that he survived. Nebuchadnezzar, the Chsev, the Rabbah, the Revi'ah, and the look of the fourth one, when he looked into the thing, the Rabbah, the Revi'ah, Dama Levara Lehin. Looks like a Malach. Now, how would he recognize a Malach if not for the fact that he had seen one in the past, and therefore it's a raya that he was, that he had seen a Malach? We love the Chazi, we know how the Yoda. Rashi, the Chanetzer, the Chsiv, got the Chanani Mishov, Vazari, Toyeroy, his book, the Rave, the Rivo, Dami Levara Lehin. And the look of the fourth one is similar to a Malach. Alma the Chazi Gavriel, the Akira, the Kibshon, and he recognized him. Sancheriv v'shnei bonav. What is the story of Sancheriv v'shnei bonav? How do we know that he survived? The Chsiv Ahiyu Mishnach v'beis Nisrach Elohav. He bowed down to Nisrach, his God. V'adar melech v'sharetzer bonav. He kul b'charev. And Adar melech and Sharetzer, his kids, killed him. Period. So we know that they survived. The Pasuk tells us that his two sons killed him. It means obviously they survived long enough to go back and kill him. Rashi Sancheriv v'shnei bonav the Chsiv Ahiyu Mishnach v'beis. Yes.
How do we know that he's been lost in between now and between other times?
Because we have no other story of a Malach making an open appearance like we have over here. And therefore the Gemara is saying the fact that he recognized the Malach must be he has seen one before, and there's no mention anywhere that he did see one except over here, so we assume he is from here. Now the Gemara seems to assume he was in this, he was around at this time. Later on, we're going to have another story with him at that time. So again, I mentioned yesterday, it makes him a very rather old person, but we're going to have, after Sukkot, Merch Hashem, when we come back, we're going to have another story with Nebuchadnezzar at that moment, right after this story. So so he is active at that time, in the Gemara's eyes. Now, the next piece of Gemara, I just want to introduce it by saying, it's probably one of the hardest Gemaras in Shas to understand. Because it's a story that's mind-boggling. The Rama says, whoever takes it literally, it's flirting with Kira. Therefore, he offers many interpretations. I will offer one or two of them as we go along, and we'll stick to one and make it easier. But the Rama has five different ways of understanding it. Some are very similar to each other with minor differences, but the Rama says that to take this Gemara literally should not be done. Basically, the Gemara is going to talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to Sancheriv and playing around with him in this world, cutting off his beard, shaving his head. The Rama said the Rabban Shem didn't come down here and dress up like a person and appear to Sancheriv and do that. So either it's a Malach, and the reason it refers to as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because there's level malachim. The Ben Yehuda says one is called Machne Elikim, a certain high level malach, and this was from that high level malach. That's one way of understanding the Gemara. So one way of understanding the Gemara is to say this happened, and it happened through a malach. And even though the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and dressed up like a person, it's not to be taken literally, but it means a malach who comes from a high level. That's one way of understanding it. The Rama offers it might have been Eliyahu Hanavi. The other way is to say it was a dream. So Sancheriv had the following dream. It did not happen, but his dream is revealing about quote unquote the way he'd been treated. So even though the story might have happened in actuality, and it's a very detailed story here, the Rama says one of the ways to understand it is to say it was a dream. So again, the Rama says that to take this story literally is flirting with Kfira, so therefore we will not take it literally. But rather say either it was a Malach, even though the Gemara uses the term HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, or we're going to say that this was a dream, and Sancheriv in his dream visualized him meeting the Rabbanish Lelam and this happening to him. which was the Gemara again is spending a lot of time on this, but obviously it was a dream that showed him where he's not in this world, meaning how unimportant he is in the greater scheme of things.
You should call him Kamoisei, so
yeah, could be. That's one of the chatting. Yes, doctor.
Just to take up the opposition, although the Maharal also talks about various editors which must be taken, and he uses the giant footsteps one. My son pointed out to me a Grav affair who says that every single thing in Shas is true in its absolute literal sense. Afilu barbarchana.
Again, all I can say is, I'm not going to even say that because again, Ramah says it's flirting with Tzvira. Again, you would have to see the Gra. You would have to see, in order to say that, one would have to see the Gra inside. Number one, number two, see how he deals with this Gemara. We cannot. We're not allowed to just create a machloikus without much more evidence than no offense to your son than hearsay.
Well, it's a fair Gra. He pointed out that it's right there. The Gra says it
again
and means it. I believe that I'll take a look at the guy's car and see how he ties it.
Okay, fine. Again, the Ramah says to take this Gemara literally is flirting with Tzvira. I think he uses sharper language than that. I think we'll stick to that for today.
It seems to be a steady day.
Dunk the Gemara. Amar Abavo, Ilamola Mikra Kosta V'yev Shalva Aymrei. If the Pasuk would not have told us the following thing, we would not be allowed to even say it. And the Ramah says that means we wouldn't even be able to allow to insinuate a dream with the Rabbeinu Shlom directly involved. Right? It's not Yaakov Avinu, it's Sancheret. It's not the Shechina, it's the Rabbeinu Shlom dressing up as a human. So even in dream terminology, we wouldn't say a thing like that if not of the fact that the Pasuk tells it us. Rashi Yevshel Amr Shakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmei Gochel LeSancheret, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself shaved Sancheret. The fifth, Vayayimahu, that day, Yigalach Hashem Vitar Hashira, Hashem will shave off with a rented knife. I think that he translates it, a rented knife?
A hired razor.
But Avri Nohar, when he crosses the river, the Melech Asher and the King of Asher, as a raish the head, the Sarah Ragloyim and the hair of his legs, the Gamas Asaf Zakin Tispa, and he will destroy his beard. That means the Pasuk seems to be explaining that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will literally, reading the Pasuk, shave off Sancheret's head, take off his beard, and shave his leg hairs. Now, again, saying one more time, the Ramah says this is not the Rabbeinu Shlomo coming down as a human being. Either it's a Malach, or this is a dream. One of the two Pshat, Ramah offers five different Pshatim. None of the five takes it literally. And he's very sharp about not taking this Gemara literally. So is the Ben Yehuda, so is all the Mepharshim that I saw in this Gemara. I just saw no mention of anybody that says to take it literally. Asa kutcha b'richo v'idma le'kigar v'sava. Kadosh Baruch Hu came and dressed up like an old man. Amalai, ki ozlus l'gabi malchi mizruchu mayrav. Da'asisu l'vnayu v'katlusinu. You go back to the kings of the east and the west, your vassals, those who trust in you, those who submitted their kingdoms to you, and you took their kids to war, and now they're all dead. My Amrit Lahu, what are you going to tell them? How are you going to answer back to the parents of the kids that you lost all their kids in war, especially those who have some power, namely the kings? Amrit Lahu, he said, Ahu Gavra Bahu Pak Danami Yosef. So Sancheret replies, this person, referring to himself in third person, is also living under that fear. I really don't know how I'm going to handle it. Rashi, thy sin with the Vinayak, the Bina Shavi, Imai, Abba, the Chamisha, and the Malacham, like the Gemara said earlier, he brought with him 45,000 princesses. So he says, Takarish Boko, hey, the commandment. So what should I do? Amalai, he said, Zil Vishani Navshach.
More worried about the officers?
Well, he's more worried about, listen, the peasants are peasants, so deal with those. He's afraid of the nobility who lost their kids, who are not going to be happy campers. And they're the ones that can stir up trouble. Right? This is not the days of the Arab Spring. This is still the days where peasants were peasants and nobles were nobles. Amalai, he said, Hechinav, Amalai, Zil Mishari Navshach, do some plastic surgery. Let's make a change that you shouldn't be recognizable. And that way you can sneak around and nobody will know who you are. So Rashi Shana Atzmacha Kadesh Shalai Yakirucha. So he told them, B'mayishni. So he asks whoever this is, either in a dream or the Malach, how do I change myself? Amalois, he said, Zil Aishali Mispara, bring me scissors, V'agazich, and I will shave, and I will shave your hair. And you'll look different. He said, Mehechi Aishi, where do I get a pair of scissors from? Amalai, Ula Hubesa, go into that house, V'Aishi, and bring the scissors. Azul Ashkechinu, he went and found them in the house. Atsu Malachi Sharis V'idmu Leke Gavri. So Malachim come into the house and dress up like people. V'havu Katochni Kishaisa, and they're in the middle of grinding date pits. Amalaita, he says to these quote-unquote people, Malachim dressed up as people in this house, Havuli Mispara, give me a pair of scissors. Amalaita, Choy Chadziva de Kishaisa, first grind one bucket of date pits, the Nitin Loch, and then we'll give you the scissors. We don't do it for free. We rent scissors. You gotta pay for your rental. Your payment is you're gonna do a little bit of grinding here, and when you finish grinding a bucket, we'll give you the scissors. Tachan Chadziva, the Keshaisa, so he ground one bucket of pits. Yavalev is fired, and they gave him his scissors. Ada Asa Ichshach. Until by the time he got back, it had turned dark. Amalai, Sakharish Baruch Hu said, Zilai Sinura, we gotta have light now. Can't do this in the dark. We need fire. So, Azov Aisinura, so he went and got fire. But how did the Kanafaklai, when he was blowing the fire to make it spread, you know, the shave of the sea, Itlibe Nura Bedikne, the fire grabbed onto his beard. Azov Gazje, the Reisha Bedikne, and then the Maluch, the dream, cut off his hair of his head and his beard. Amru, they said, Hainu Dachsev, the Gamas Hazak and Tispa, also the beard will be destroyed. Meaning, the Geluach was in the Reish, and the beard, the fire did most of the job. Fire took care of that. Amra Papa, Hainu Dharmi Inchi, this is what people say, Gerurisa Larma, the Shavar Babe, if you singe a guy and he likes it, Itlu Enura Bedikne, so light a fire in his beard, and you won't never have enough of a laugh. Okay. What this story is symbolic of, what it's supposed to mean, obviously it means a terrible downfall of Sancheriv, but again, the Ramah says we're not to take it literally, it's not a Kodesh Baruch, it's either a Malach, or it's a dream. Either way, it's symbolic of the fact that he lost everything, the hair of his head, the hair of his beard. Now the Meiyada says that the cutting off the hair and the beard is a remez to two neshamas that are going to come out of Sancheriv. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed the hair as to symbolize that part of you is going to be saved. You're going to be killed, you're gone, but your hair is going to be saved. And the hair of the head is a siman to Shemaya, who became a Nasi, and the hair of the beard is a siman to Avtalion, who became Avbezin. Shemaya and Avtalion were descendants of Sancheriv, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the removal of the hair is symbolic that there's going to be some part of you that's going to be saved. That's what the Meiyada says. And the two parts of Sancheriv that were saved are the neshamas of Shemaya and Avtalion that came out of him. And that's the symbolic of removing the hair of the head and the hair of the beard, the two tzaddikim that come out of him. That's what the Meiyada says. Yes. We'll see later on that all these Rishon were zeichah to have, most Rishon I should say, not all, were zeichah to have descendants. Haman's children learned Tyrim and Abraham, Haman's descendants. And the reason is because they created tshuva. They, the way I saw it in Svarim is, Lemaisa, they got Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. A very good thing happened through them. Without their intention, without their knowledge, but they brought Klal Yisrael to a higher level. The reward is that they have a share in it in a future generation through one of their descendants. Who's Megayer, who then loses halakhic connection, but still physically a descendant of these Rishon. Doesn't say about Barai, there's a few that don't, but the Gemara says it about Sancheriv, the Gemara says it about Haman, the Gemara says it about the Gemara says Nizrad himself became a Ger. Sisra, those are the three the Gemara mentioned, that their descendants were Mabitei Torah. Yeah, it's a process of humiliating him again, with whatever meaning it has. Yes.
The question that was asked, and who was that back when we were in the Holderson, is what is true was that was the, through him came Tshuva, right? But why was he? The question is, Hashem gives zchusim to people that deserve zchusim. You don't give Russia a zchus. Why is he zeicha that he should be the one that we do tshuva from? I mean.
Well, I hate to make the news to you, but it's not such a schuss to get people to do tshuva by killing them and by beating them. They don't get schar for this. But since ultimately something good came out, they are zeichet to some sort of kiyum that comes about through their descendants who become Jewish and are teaching Torah. Again, we'll worry about it when we get there. The Gemara is going to talk about it in the next number. After Sukkot, we'll be back. And we'll see them. Rashi. Shari Navshik Shina Atzimakhdeshili Teruka, change yourself, they shouldn't recognize you. Va'agzik Hana Ana Galchai will shave you. Tishaisi Garine Tomorrow. Tchain Elu Garinim. These are scrying these pits. Vidin Lukhamis Barai, Hanukhsubis Taratskhira. That's the hired razor. Hashem Shitarach, since he worked, Nosli Tarla Galeach. Vezis Char Nafulasulai. The Avru Dvar, Avri Nar. What work did they give him? Things that have to do with passing a river. People usually grind using a river to drive their grinder, a water-driven grinder. It says the word geluach by reish. Avlazakim sif tispa lashon tibul lashon of destruction. Aydei arch shekolsel legarmi through fire that destroys it completely. Gerisil armav v'shafar bapei matamacharakas armoy v'utaveinav. If you burn the guy's thing, you singe him, and it's good. So burn off his beard, and you won't stop laughing. I'm not 100% sure what that's supposed to indicate, but obviously it's making fun of Sancherev, which is okay. Now we continue to the story that we do understand. So this was the part of the story, again, I said, it's one of the hardest Gemaras and Shas to understand, and we took the Ramos Mahalach, that it's either a dream, never happened in actuality, or it happened through a malach, even though the Gemara says, Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu sent a high-level malach. The Ben Yehuda says there's a malach called Machne Elikim, and this malach came from Machne Elikim, whatever that's supposed to mean, beyond me, and I'll just leave it at that. Talk to Gemara by Hiyu Mishtach with Beis Nisroch Elihav. And he went back and he bowed down to Beis Nisroch, his God, Badar Melech. I skipped. So he found a board from Nayach's Teva. Amar, he said, Hainu Allah Rabba. This board is the great God, the Shezvul Nayach Mutufana, that saved Nayach from a flood. So he starts worshipping this board, Nisrach, Neser, a board of the Teva. Now the Mefarshim say he saw an analogy between him and Nayach. Survivors of a great flood. He survived the killing out of all his troops, and he survived. He looked at himself as akin to Nayach, who survives the Mabul. So now he finds Nayach's Teva, and he says, me and Nayach, we are the ones that are saved. And this board saved Nayach. I should bow down to this board to thank the board for saving my life, even though everybody else died. By Nayak's time, everybody else died as well. And life went on. So I will now proceed to make life for myself, and I will accept this board as my God. What? How did he know? No idea. I had no idea. So he bows down to this board, and what does he tell this God? Amar, he says, if I'm successful again, if I can rebuild my empire, I will offer my two kids as an offering to you. That's what he tells his God. Unfortunately for him, Shamu Benayi, his kids heard that, and they didn't feel like being his offerings, because Lu and they killed them. He got killed by his own kids. So Trashi Beis Nitzruch Alahav, Lashon Neser, Shishtach from the Neser, fell down to a board, Vasaliha, and he made it into a god. Hainu Dachsibahu Mishtach from Mashmut Nation, Mishtach from the Shem, because he bowed down, they killed him. They said, we're not going to let him offer us. we will offer him, and they killed him. Okay, this is the end of the story, our discussion of Sancheriv and his attack on Chizkiyah. The Gemara now goes back to the story of Avraham Avinu. The Ramah talks about this being a continuation because we mentioned that there was that many troops that attacked Avraham Avinu. Rashi learns, we talked about Malachim, so therefore we're going to talk about the Malach that helped Avraham Avinu in his war against the four kings. So we go back now to talk about Avraham Avinu. Hecholik aleihem laila. It's now the pasuk says he split against them laila hu va'avada v'yakem. Now, if in proper lashon kodesh, it should say vayecholik aleihem belaila, belaila, or vayecholik aleihem hu va'avada v'laila. Him and his servant split at when they attacked at night. I'm sorry. Avraham Avinu in his fight with the four kings. That's what he's talking about. Again, Rashi says, "Iri the Iri b'Malachim." Since it's talking about Malachim, "Iri nami b'Hai Kroah." The Chesiv Ahi b'Laila Ahu b'Yitzim Malach Hashem. Talks about the Malach. Nakas Ayecholik Aleihem Laila. And again, remember, it all happens on the same night. Avraham Avinu's fight with the four kings is on Tesva of Nisan. Rashi tells us that in Chumash, and the story of Sancheriv is also Tesva of Nisan. So it's not just that it's similarities that it happened through Malach, but it happened the same night of the calendar year, the night of Pesach. Yes.
So you see the proof that one doesn't have to stay up all night during Seder night because Chizkiyahu went to sleep.
Yes. Vaycholi galeim lailohu vavanda vayakin. I don't know. I'm not responding to that. Amar Rabbi Yechon and Isa Malach shenizdamelo lavram lailoshmoy. The Malach that came to help Avraham Avinu was named Laila. That was the name of the Malach. Shenemar, v'halayla amar hayregever. And the knight said that the man should get pregnant, meaning there's a Malach there. He is the Malach, the Gemara says in Nida, that's in charge of bringing the tipa of Zera that is conceived in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to find out whether this child will be strong or weak, rich or poor, healthier, sick, Rachman al-Litzman. The Gemara talks about Nida, and the name of the Malach who does that is Laila. So Laila, that Malach, now functions to help Avraham Avinu kill out the four kings and their troops. Rav Yitzchak Navcha says that it wasn't a Malach named Laila, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the stars of the night fight with them, like it happens by Barak. And Hashemayim says that the stars fought with it, fought, helped him fight. So the stars of the night helped Avraham Avinu in his battle against the four kings. Shenemar Mishemayim Nuchamu HaKechavim Imsilaisam Nuchamu Imsisra. By the story of Sisra, it also says that the stars came and fought from their Imsilaisam, from their path. Amar Shlokish Tava the Navcha Medivar Navcha. I like Rav Yitzchak Navcha's pshat better than the son of the blacksmith, who's Rav Yechonon, who's called Bar Navcha. Why he's called Bar Navcha? I said, one, because his father was a blacksmith. That's the first pshat in Rashi. Rashi's second pshat is, Rav Yechonon was very beautiful looking. So in order not to give him an ayin hara, they used to call him the son of the blacksmith, as if to say he's ugly looking, not to accentuate, to take away from the fact that he had this beautiful appearance. Rashi
became a...
Right. Rashi, Tava Mila de Navcha, Amaisa Laila, Shenuchamu Beshvila Kaich Vilaila, Kamashasu, like they did, Beshul Barak. Tava Mila de Abitli Navcha, Mede Bar Navcha, Rabbi Yechonon de Mikri Bar Navcha, Bekula Hashas. Rabbi Yechonon is called Bar Navcha throughout Shas, Kame Man Ayo Bar Navcha, who will bring in the son of the blacksmith. Nira Lamayri, the Abim Shur Rabbi Yechonon have a Navcha. Benjamin's father was a blacksmith. Ulohaki Mikri Bar Navcha, that's why he's called the son of the blacksmith. Is the Mefarshi Bar Navcha, Shem Yaziyai, he was a very beautiful person. Yes.
Does the story of Eov precede the story of Avraham?
It's arguable what Eov was. I don't think it preceded Avraham Avinu. Might have been during the time of Avraham Avinu. Might have been after the time of Avraham Avinu. I don't remember. There's like six opinions in the Gemara Baba Basra exactly when Eve left lived. I don't remember anyone saying that he preceded Avraham Avinu. In fact, the Gemara says that the Satan came and said, "You love Avraham Avinu. Why don't you love Eve?" Just opposite. The Satan said he wanted to make Avraham Avinu look better, so he was knocking Eve to make Avraham Avinu look better, the Gemara says in Baba Basra.
So, is Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that Lila was created at his time chronologically?
No, not created. He was used over here. He existed. The Malach Lila was sent to help Avraham Avinu. Now, the Mefarshim say, why do we need the Malach Lila? So they talk about the fact that one of the four kings was Nimrod, or all four kings were kings. And at their conception, they were destined to be kings. And here's Avraham Avinu coming to change their destiny. And therefore, Lila, the Malach who was involved when their destiny was decided originally, comes around now to change their destiny. I forgot who said that shot. I saw them. I got it to say that's why Lila was called in for. The reason they called in Lila was because of this change in destiny that was taking place to these kings. That's why Lila was involved. Yes?
That could be an answer question. Doesn't Rashi bring down a Chumash that Eliezer had, he was like the Gematria of...
According to one opinion, right.
It's according to that opinion. And the contribution. If you have already a Malach coming, you don't need any...
First of all, I don't know if Avraham Avinu knew he would have a Malach. He went to fight. I don't know if he knew that the Malach would be there, number one. Number two is, he has to do his thing, whatever he has to do. I mean, according to one man, he took Eliezer, according to another man, he took 318. Whatever way you want to learn, I mean, it was not a massive army against all these troops.
But according to what we're saying now, after Kvizelian, maybe you could say that we need the Malach to take care of Nimrod himself, you know what I mean?
Again, it's speculative. I'm not going to offer any opinion on that, perhaps.
You said perhaps?
Yes. By Yerdoiv Adan, in the story of Avraham Avinu, it says he chased them till Dun. What happened in the city of Dun, in the section of Dun? When Avraham Avinu arrives at Dun, he weakens. He sees his grandchildren are going to serve Avraham Avinu in Dun. Shenamer vayosem v'se'echad v'beisel v'se'echad nosem v'dun. And therefore, Dun is a weak point. Avraham Avinu, who has in him all of Klal Yisrael, right? He represents all of Klal Yisrael, comes to the city where in the future there'll be an Avodah Zarah, and therefore immediately feels a weakening of his ability to stand against the four kings, which happens through Chait. Now, I don't want to get involved in how this didn't happen yet, so how could it have been, right? But this is the reality of the fact that since this place was going to be a future place of Avodah Zarah, it had in its place a weakness that caused Avraham Avinu to weaken. That's why he only chased them to Dun, and at the city of Dun, he, quote-unquote, became weak. The Af Oitzer Rushel and his Gabrat Shagil of Dun. And even Sancherev did not strengthen himself until he arrived in Dun. Shenemimi Dun Nishma Nachras Susaf. From Dun was heard the, what's Nachras? The snorting of his horses, meaning that's where his power increased. Now, Sancherev is after the Avera happened. So after the Avera happened, Dun strengthens those who go against Yidden and weakens those who are for Yidden, because the Avera of Edizara weakens and the Kaikas of Good and strengthens the Kaikas of Ra. And therefore, we're pointing out that Dun weakened Avraham Avinu and strengthened Sancherev. And again, notice the Gemara putting the two together. They're right. They're both fighting this big war. They both had this had Malachim intervene. They both Dun was a Avera of Avodah Zarah, played a role in this story, right? And the third time this is going to happen is Gog u'Magog. Now, if we go like the Mandamah that says, Benissen Negalu, Benissen Asidim Ligo, that the Gula is going to come Benissen, again, this will be a replay using the same night, the same thing, again, when it replays, the same kind of thing. So we see this analogy between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sancheriv, between Avraham Avinu and Sancheriv, all happening on the same night, all employing similar kinds of things. A Malach involved, Dun is involved, there's all kinds of different parts that give it a connection one with the other. What to do with it? I'm not doing anything with it, I'm just pointing it out. Yes?
Rev. Margaret keeps saying that it comes from Dun or attributing to Dun. I mean, one might also say, it seems more accurate, that this place comes from the area which is allotted to Dun. And Dun has this kind to be...
Well, I meant the area. I didn't mean the people. I meant the area. I meant the area.
Because one should note also that from Dun has a place to come here.
Where are you? I don't know that. I just want to say tomorrow morning is 6 o'clock. 6 to 6.